So this was certainly something that was known for a while that it was coming. Your first reaction to what the health minister and the system is proposing and putting forward?
The government's intent to improve the integration of care, of services, to have services working in a more coordinated fashion to really deliver better patient care is admirable. That is the right thing to do.
Now, can you give us a few examples from, maybe it's a massive document and you haven't been able to bite into the whole thing, but from what you've seen to this point, Paul, what is your thoughts on what you've seen as far as some of the things that stood out to you?
Well, there will be a provincial agency called Ontario Health, and it will include many provincial or programs like cancer and cardiovascular, renal, those programs. And so that they need to be integrated also at the provincial level. And then there will also be Ontario Health teams, and they will exist at the local level, and they will be a grouping of service providers, again, to create integrated systems at the local level. And the emphasis on integration is extremely important. It's better for patient care, and it's a better use of resources, too, because the more money that goes to funding separate and distinct organizations, then more money that goes to administration, less money that goes to actual delivery of care. So I think it's an important step to really find better ways to integrate services.
Now, my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, is there between 15 and 20 LHINs, or is there less than that?
No, there's only 14 LHINs. 14. They're talking about 30 to 50 of these Ontario healthcare teams, and they would actually cover a network of organizations at the local level that might include hospitals, primary care, addictions, mental health, community and home care, palliative care, community support agencies, those type of things.
I think it's a question that maybe a lot of people might have is, right now, you have an issue, you go see a medical provider, and obviously there's the administrative layers in the background. How will they change? Because, you know, there's the ministry, there's the LHINs, there's the Community Care South Hastings, or CCACs, and then there's the hospitals and all these different organizations. So how are things now going to be different? What will you see as a change?
I think the interest and the intent is to reduce the administrative burden. There, you know, I think even in the private sector, big companies always are trying to reduce the administrative burden. You still need management, and that's what bureaucracy is in the public sector. It's management. And you want to always make sure that you've got the right mix of management and direct providers, right, whether in the private sector that's engineers or whatever, in the public sector and healthcare you're talking about, you know, the right mix of nurses, etc. But you still need some management, and I think their effort in integrating with the main intent to improve the response of the healthcare system to the needs of patients is the right thing. But you also get the benefit of decreasing some of the administrative burden, which means that you can put more money into creating additional patient care capacity.
Right now, we're kind of at a tipping point as well, or at least that's my presumption, with the mental health issues and then the baby boomers and everything. Is this a reactive, or do you see it as kind of a proactive approach because of what is coming?
You could say both. I mean, I think we hear from patients constantly, you know, that they like their health professionals, they like their organizations, they don't like the system because it doesn't respond well to their needs, because there's so many component parts that they need to be interacting with, and it's not easy. So that's a reactive piece, if you will. But you're right, with the demand that's coming, you know, $60 billion for healthcare for 14 million people is a lot of money. And that's 42% of the public dollars. And so I think if that just kept growing without trying to improve the effectiveness of that money, then it could become very, very difficult to fund in the future. You want to get every value you can out of every dollar that's spent. $60 billion is a lot of money.
Do we have an idea of right now, if you said a dollar, what we see as the bureaucracy versus the front-end care? Do we know what percentage would be on the front end?
Well, it changes. Obviously, grows, increases and decreases, and there's lots of organizations that are trying to decrease the administrative burden. I don't know the number right. I know the U.S. model is much more expensive on an administrative piece than the Canadian model. Ontario supposedly has a greater administrative burden than other provinces, but it would be much less than the U.S., where in the U.S., you know, just like I've been to nursing stations in the U.S. where a nurse had to go into three computer systems to identify the fact that she was taking a single aspirin to a patient. And so, you know, that's a heavy, heavy administrative burden. The advantage the Ontario and the Canadian healthcare system has is it's a single payer. And if you have a single payer, you can minimize that administrative burden. But there is this effort always. If you have individual organizations, individual entities, individual governance, individual administration with individual visions, you're going to create additional administrative costs. And so this is a good effort to try to reduce those costs as well as focusing on patient care.
What are your boundaries currently, geographically?
Geographically, we go from Brighton, Trenton, Belleville, Kingston, Brockville, Prescott, north to Portsmouth Falls, and across to Bancroft and down.
So if they're going from, you said 14 to, was it 30 to 50?
No. Actually, I'm not exactly sure. So we don't have all the details. There's some, the 30 to 50 isn't equivalent to the LIN. Those are actual number of delivery service networks. So it would include all these different types of services.
Like a hub idea?
Yeah, but it'd be more than that, I hope. It would really be them working as close to a single entity as possible, close to a single vision about how they should work together, I would hope, but we'll see. The 14 LINs will, I don't know exactly what will happen with them. It's not clear exactly what will happen to the, whether they'll move to 5 as opposed to the 14 or whatever. I'm not sure about that.
Now, when Quinney Healthcare, and again, I know I may be jumping to different levels, so excuse my ignorance on this, but when Quinney Healthcare was under the crunch, they were able to find efficiencies, when they had the model adjustment. Are you worried about growing pains in this, or is that just inevitable that when you make a shift of like this, that's just going to be part of shifting over? Do you worry about that change?
Well, I'm sure there'll be some growing pains, but I believe the outcome of this effort will be better patient care and reducing the administrative burden that'll increase the use of current dollars to build capacity in the community sector.
When I came in, I didn't know what to think about what your reaction would be, because initially I thought, well, there was that idea that things would change with the LINs, so I thought it might be, well, the LINs aren't going to like this, but it seems you have a very, very positive outlook the initial look.
I've told all my staff to be proud of what they've done, to recognize that governments have to make tough decisions, and that to accept the fact that we will support the government in the transition. This is about better patient care. It's not about, I believe my staff are a talented group of individuals who will land on their feet and be needed in this healthcare system. And in either one of these Ontario healthcare teams, the 30 to 50, or if they go to 5 agencies, one of those. These are very, very intelligent, experienced, and talented individual, and those people, if they're not in LINs, if something changes with the LIN, then that's fine. But the thing is, I've told them, be proud of what you've done, recognize governments make tough decisions, and we'll support them with the transition. The big thing is that we don't want to focus on our organization as much as we want to focus on better patient care.